that age. He's probably right at 60, but he's having trouble hearing. But he refuses to succumb to the fact that he just started getting, he's just got a hearing aid, and it's been a year since he hasn't been able to hear.
Well, this is the first of, I'm sure, many jury-related stories we'll have to relate to as the year goes on.
I need to get more
of these things, because there's some games going on that my head just spins. Jason said he gets tired of listening to Benny. I just said, Craig, tell me at the end. And I said, you know what? Tell me around 15, how up or down am I? Because I don't want to know every hole.
And then it's just like an NBA. Well, Wolf is great for that reason, because it's just like an NBA basketball game.
Right.
You don't have to worry about whatever's going on until 16.
Exactly. All right, you're taking off. You're going to go coach. Very good. We'll mix with the rant up next. In fact, there's a story that came out, I saw it on the news the other day, which led my wife to make a very funny comment. We'll talk about that next on the ticket.
During the past 6 years, the Ticket's charity challenge on ice, you've had sticks to the eye, skates to the chin, fists to the face, knees to the head, and more groin pains than a 13-year-old with high-speed DSL. This year's game will be no different. The only way to experience all the slips and slides and whiffs and whacks is to be there. Get your tickets for Charity Challenge on Ice 7 now by calling 214-GO-STARS. $15 for lower reserve seats, upper reserve seats for 10. All proceeds benefit the Dallas Stars Foundation. From the station that hands you the phone and says, call 214-GO-STARS. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Jason Prado's Liberty Ford presents Resolution 10K. Liberty Ford resolves that in 2004, if we can't beat or meet any other Ford dealer's deal, we'll pay you $10,000 in cash. It's Resolution 10K, where you get $10,000 in cash if Liberty Ford can't beat or meet any other Ford dealer's deal. Right now at Liberty Ford, you'll get the all-new 04 redesigned F-150 regular cab for a payment of just $99, the 04 F-250 Super Duty for a payment of just $144, or the 04 Explorer for just $137. If Liberty Ford can't beat or meet any other Ford dealer's deal, we'll pay you $10,000 in cash. Shop Liberty Ford in Cleveland and find out why we're the fastest growing Ford dealer in the world. Liberty Ford, just south of high prices in Cleveland. Call 866-MY-FORDS. That's 866-MY-FORDS. Jason Prado's Liberty Ford in Cleveland.
Hi, I'm Donnie Nelson with the Dallas Mavericks.
And I'm Rodney Anderson with CTX Mortgage Company.
You want to talk about a great team? Rodney Anderson and CTX Mortgage have a better game plan than anybody out there.
You know, I appreciate that, Donnie. When it comes to refinancing, we do have a great game plan. Whether you just need to drop your interest rate, you have a lot of equity, and you just want to take cash out to pay those unwanted debts, or you have escrow issues that you just need to work through, give me a call, guys. 972-985-5208. That's 972-985-5208. Let us crunch some numbers and put a game plan together for you. Give me a call, 972-985-5208, or 24 hours a day, RodneyAnderson.com.
Mavs fans, do yourself a favor and call DFW's number one loan officer. Call Rodney Anderson at 972-985-5208, or visit RodneyAnderson.com.
CTX Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender.
Here's what satisfied customers are saying about the winter sale, now on at Ben's Warehouse.
George, this is Tony Bonacorso, a satisfied customer. I walked into the store because you guys were having a sale. I bought a couple of suits, shirts, sports jackets. It was a wonderful sale. I think I really got a wonderful, wonderful buy. I saved over $1,100.
Hey, George. My husband, John, said, let's go, let's go. He heard about the sale on the radio that you're having right now. So we went in, and we got more than we ever would have bargained for at any other store we could have ever gone to.
The Men's Warehouse Winter Sale, with savings of up to 50% on select styles, from corporate to casual.
The only way to beat a Men's Warehouse price is at the Men's Warehouse Winter Sale. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
The winter sale ends soon. The Men's Warehouse, 17 Dallas area stores. To reach the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
I'm Layla. The road to the Super Bowl is drawing closer. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Critics are raving about Showtime's sensational new series, The L Word.
Why is it so important for you to believe that everyone is sleeping with everyone else?
Us Sports Weekly calls it a racy Sex in the City style drama.
Still seems pretty cold in the streets tonight.
Cold in the streets. It's hot in the heat.
This Sunday, take a peek into a world that you've never seen before.
She looks like she's been around the block a few times. What's wrong with that?
And see for yourself what everybody is talking about.
I'm looking for the same qualities in a man as I am in a woman.
The New York Times raves, it's a breakthrough. The L word is bright, sexy, and funny.
I don't want to be one of those people sleeps with a friend.
Neither do I.
Right, okay, well, let's not have sex.
No, never.
Okay. The L.A. Times says, imagine the women of Sex and the City sleeping with each other.
The two of you were just so sexy.
Starring Jennifer Beals and Pam Grier.
It's not just about lesbians. We're all connected through love, through loneliness, all of us.
The L word, same sex, different city. Series premiere Sunday at 9 p.m. only on Showtime.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
Preparation is in progress for the NFC and AFC championship games for tomorrow. CTX Mortgage and the Texas Outdoors and Fishing Show bring you the ticker. The early game tomorrow is between the Colts and the Patriots. Pats are trying to get their second Super Bowl trip in 3 years. Tom Brady says it comes down to Sunday.
This is a game where everything's riding on it. Do whatever you can to get prepared, get your rest, to go out there ready to play a great team.
The other game is the NFC Championship game between the Carolina Panthers and Philadelphia Eagles. You can hear both games tomorrow on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket starting at 2 o'clock on Sunday. The Mavericks are now riding a four-game win streak after their 91-88 win over the Nuggets. Mavs hold the Nuggets to only 39% shooting. They play Portland in a back-to-back tonight at 9 o'clock. Donnie Nelson is expected to meet with Blazers basketball operations head John Nash. They're going to discuss Rasheed Wallace. And reports out of Detroit say the Tigers have offered former Ranger and current Marlin free agent catcher Pudge Rodriguez a contract worth 4 years and $40 million. Pudge recently played with the Marlins for 1 year. That's the ticket ticker, a service of Goodyear, now through January 17th. Get up to a $50 cash card with the purchase of four selected Goodyear tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the retailer nearest you. Our next ticket ticker is at 1010, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Wondering if a crowded elevator smells different to a midget.
9:56 on The Ticket, T-Box here winding down. We get ready for the rant. Davey and Gordon in here. Corby will be in shortly.
No, Corby is not going to be here today.
Still in Vegas?
Yes.
How'd that work out?
He's cool. Back in Vegas.
Yeah, like two weekends in a row or something.
How'd that work out for him last week?
I don't know. I never got the report. Did you, Dave?
I haven't talked to him.
Interesting. I want to thank Jason and MR and Layla for being a part of the show.
All right, so Craig Rosenblum.
He's coaching his kids' basketball team, I think. They have a big game at 10 o'clock today.
Man, nobody takes the weekend shows seriously anymore.
I'm here.
It is a waste.
Rosen just cuts out just because his kids got a game.
Right.
Corby's missed two weekends in a row, is that right? Or something like that?
No, he was here last week.
Oh, yeah, he was. But
sorry.
He missed this week because of going to Vegas.
Yeah, Sunday was the deal.
And then we're off next weekend.
Yes, we are. Are we?
Are you?
I guess. I don't know why we do the show anymore. I really don't.
Why don't you pre-tape it?
We talked about that. What does pre-tape it mean? Why don't we just tape it and then play it?
Well, you could pre-tape it then play it. Or
pre-record it?
Yeah, do that. Here for a couple hours all day.
It's kind of like a barometer stick.
Yeah, it's kind of like a barometer stick. Okay, so I'm watching Channel 5 News the other day, and they have this story where a trucker drove through somebody's house.
Good. It shouldn't have been a minority.
And then they said, and by the way, there was a topless female in the cab with him. Which leads my wife to say, God, just imagine if that's not his wife. And I'm thinking, how many married guys in the last 10 years have driven around with their wife while she's topless?
It's guaranteed it's not his wife.
Exactly. I thought that was the most ridiculous statement I had heard, well, at least that day.
I can't take those braces off. I can't take you seriously.
I'll do it just for you, Gordon. I don't know if I've seen anybody.
I've got some pliers in my bag.
Nobody takes more interest in my life than you.
Well, I have to look at you, and
you don't have to.
No one should
have radio.
Look at you right now. No one should ever be wearing reader glasses and have braces at the same time.
Yeah, I know.
You're the only person in the history of history.
I'm trying to recapture my awkward youth. I didn't get enough of it my first time, so I'm going to go back again.
Why didn't your parents make you wear braces then when you were young?
I did have them when I was young.
So wait, your jaw is just growing in a strange fashion?
Just, you know what? I never wore a retainer. If you don't wear a retainer...
I didn't wear mine either.
If you don't wear a retainer...
I thought only lawyers wear retainers.
Liars? Liars?
In love?
What? Huh? You have to wear a retainer. You have to wear a retainer if you want to keep the same benefits. And I never did.
Which benefits? Like 401k?
Great teeth and...
All right, Dave, did you have the braces?
Yeah.
I had them
when I was in junior high.
I had them in sixth grade.
Yeah, like sixth grade through eighth grade.
Which was too early, I think, for me. And then back then, they yanked eight of my teeth.
Good.
Well, did it hurt you? No, it just makes me mad that if you're born in a certain era when they're using voodoo medicine or whatever, just putting a chicken blood over your head or whatever to get your teeth straight.
What?
Huh? It just drives me crazy that nowadays my daughter has this expander.
Uh-huh.
That they widen out your mouth. They widen out your smile so your teeth
Why do you
want
to
in.
Do that to your daughter?
I can't
you
wait.
Stop being vulgar.
I can't wait till you have a kid. I can't wait. I pray. I pray to the holiest of holies that you have a daughter.
I mean, I just don't know why you would want...
Like a really
hot daughter. If you were a father, I don't know why you would want to do other guys favors.
You're supposed to laugh at that, Rick. It's a funny joke.
I would if it was funny. I would.
I will.
Yeah, you know what? I also am in that category that it's uncomfortable, I think, when people make sexual jokes about their children.
About their own children?
Or their friends' children, stuff like that. That just seems weird to me.
Yeah, I would probably think so, too. So you guys think Michelle Wie's hot?
No.
Is she somebody's children? No.
Well, everyone's somebody's children,
allegedly.
Rick, she's going to single-handedly save the LPGA Tour when she turns about 18, 19 years old. Seriously, she's going to be...
She's that good at math?
Well, that too, yeah.
Bad.
I mean, if she is Asian, Gordon, I mean, that's a given, isn't it? I always wondered this. Do Asians have, like, abacuses on their Palm Pilot, or they have the calculator, too?
They're born with them.
They're born with Palm Pilots?
Abacuses.
That can't be easy to use, an abacus.
On a Palm Pilot or...
No, just normally.
I don't know.
Didn't you have to use one when you were a kid just to learn the ways of ancient history and all that?
No.
I'm a little bit older.
You used an abacus in school?
Yeah, no, they had you use it to show what it was like being a caveman.
I think it's a slide rule.
No, the
being
slide rule never
died. Caveman?
Yeah, a caveman. You know, they had the little rocks and...
Oh, okay.
But no, abacus
That's
is
different
just,
than what? Abacus. Cavemen didn't use abacus. Abacai. Abacai? Is that it?
I got an email from Rocco the other day.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. We're flagging out. It's just like free-for-all. So what do you got today?
Well, we have a big show. It's just Dave and I today, but I have so many things to get to.
Back your roots?
See, the problem is that Giorgio was out yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and so on Thursday night, I stayed up an extra hour and did some show prep.
Do you like that? Not staying up. Do you like doing the
show prep?
No, the actual show. Or do you like being the guy that comes in like every fourth segment? And
I still do that even when I co-host the show.
Okay.
Because, you know, Craig has to interview Mickey and stuff like that, so I get to sit those out. No, I like, you know, riding shotgun. Mm-hmm. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't really affect me one way or the other. I'm
lazy.
No, it's not lazy. It's just I'm passive. I'm so go with the flow with that show that.
Well, what time did you wake up normal? What time do you wake up normally, and then what time do you wake up on Friday?
I usually wake up at 5 in the morning.
On the days you're doing just the ODEC at 6:30,
yeah,
5 o'clock.
Or
how do you get out of bed?
Basically around there. And you know, there's some standard daily chores that I do in the morning. You know, have to handle pets and things like that and get ready for the day and,
you got that,
you know, do that into a pot plant.
American Beauty.
And so I don't change my routine when I have to get up here earlier. I just leave my house earlier.
You just
when
do
I have to fill in for
you still
somebody.
Do the chores.
No, I still do the chores. I just leave my house earlier. They should just take my time in the morning. I actually like the morning time.
I do too. Because
and you know what? I've
it's
gotten,
your time.
I've gotten to where I like doing doing a morning show. Like I like waking up, coming in with George and Craig. I get to read the paper. I get to joke around with my friends.
Right.
And thank goodness it's all broadcast, so that qualifies as being my job too.
Yeah, you get to write it off. It's good.
What? You get to write it off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I don't know. I like that little routine. It's a fun routine.
That was tough in the morning. The morning show would take a year off your life for every 2 years you worked it.
You know, people say that, but I don't think so. I mean, what's the difference?
Well, it depends. I don't think it hurts Craig.
I think Craig's aged more than any of us.
More than George? Come on. Please.
I think it's close.
They're both racing to an early grave.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, you know, early's all relative.
But, so I don't really change my routine. So, but it's fine, riding shotgun. I mean, I miss Georgia when he's not there. It's no fun to do certain stories when George isn't there.
Kick him in the nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, George is a great laugher. So I love our commercials, me trying to crack him up.
He might have the most infectious laugh up here.
I know. He's got a great laugh.
You should copyright it.
All right. Copyright a laugh.
Yeah, why not? Trademark it.
Can you?
Can you trademark a laugh?
Are you okay over there, Dave? You don't seem to be.
I didn't get any sleep last night.
What'd you do?
I had to go on this emergency call with Erica.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing you were explaining to me about, but I didn't think Erica was a technician for SBC. I thought she was in sales in some way.
No, but, I mean, it was her account. She had to go out there and
moral support,
have some FaceTime and try and get it solved, get a truck out there.
So what'd you do? What'd you do when you were out there?
Oh, wait, package this. I want to hear this story of how late you were out and what your girlfriend could do to solve this problem, which just doesn't seem like a feminine problem at all. That's coming up next on the ticket.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
It's Sports Saturday!
It's Conference Championship Weekend on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket, I'm Rich Phillips, and things start at noon today with the Troy Aikman Show. Then at 1, Kevin Scott and I have 5 more hours to gear you up for the NFC and AFC Championship games on Ticket Sports Saturday. That will include our visit with Sports Illustrated NFL writer Don Banks at 1:30, and Eagles defensive end Indy Kalu at 1:50. We won't ignore the Mavericks or the Stars as their road trips continue. And we'll get you up to speed with one of the newest Rangers as we talk to outfielder Brian Jordan. It's Ticket Sports Saturday today from 1 to 6.
Ticket Sports Saturday!
www.theticket.com.
Success. Too often it's measured by the size of a paycheck or office, to which we at the SMU Cox School of Business gently retort, cooey. The true value of advanced business education is not to make you more money, but rather enrich you in terms of experience, problem solving, and ethics, as well as the friendships you'll make with your fellow students. So while an education from SMU's Cox School of Business is a valuable step toward creating wealth for yourself, you'll find it fosters something else. Self-worth. Change your career, your station in life, your life at the SMU Cox School of Business. See where it takes you.
If working for someone else isn't working out, take our Starting a Business course. You can work for your boss by day and learn to be the boss by night. It takes just 8 Tuesday evenings at the SMU Cox Corruth Institute for Entrepreneurship. Classes begin February 3rd. For more information, call 214-SMU-9050.
Attention all gardeners. Texas Hydroponics invites you to join the agricultural revolution. Yeah, that's right. Texas Hydroponics is growing. We're growing big. Here at Texas Hydroponics, we stock a huge selection of hydroponic systems, lighting, nutrients, greenhouse accessories, and more than we can mention in 1 minute from all the leading manufacturers. With complete hydroponic systems starting at under $50, Texas Hydroponics makes indoor gardening affordable and practical for everyone. Texas Hydroponics is the largest hydroponics and organic supplier in Texas, with 3 well-stocked locations in Arlington at 3201 East Pioneer Parkway, that's a half mile east of 360, in Dallas, located near Deep Elm at 3400 Elm Street, Austin, and soon to be a 4th store in the heart of Fort Worth. Log on to TexasHydroponics.com to find the location nearest you, or enjoy secure internet shopping from the convenience of your own home with free next-day delivery on many of our items. For directions to one of our convenient Metroplex locations, go to TexasHydroponics.com or call us toll-free at 1-866-25-HYDRO.
Now's the time to save for the rodeo during Boottown and Western Warehouse's gigantic rodeo roundup sale. Save on all the latest gear at prices that can't be beat.
Find great buys on Jessen original work boots, including double comfort and more. $10 off.
All Wrangler Western shirts and blouses are rodeo blowout priced at 20% off.
Boottown and Western Warehouse have top rodeo brand boots by Ariat, Double H, and all on sale. 10% off our everyday low prices.
There's lots of ladies' Western gear on sale, including Rocky and Lawman. Up to 50% off on specially marked clearance groups.
Plus special groups of rodeo felt hats by Musicoff, Stetson, and others. 25% off.
Find Trinity River Cayman Crocodile boots only $3.49. Full Quill Ostrich boots from $2.99. Wolverine Work boots from $49. Justin Basic Loafers $59. Belts and Buckles 15% off.
And lots more great rodeo specials at DFW's number one choice for famous brand boots and Western wear. Boottown and Western Warehouse. 10 DFW locations including
Fort Worth, North Dallas, Simmons and Motor, and Grapevine Mills Mall.
The Ticket.
I'm Layla. The Mavs stand up to a challenge on the road in the West. Next on The Ticket Ticker.
Should I feel guilty? I definitely shouldn't feel guilty. I mean, it's not as if I'm lying.
What are you talking about?
People are going to think my Toyota is new.
Your Toyota isn't new?
It's certified used.
I always thought it was new.
It's Toyota certified used. And I got zero APR.
Zero APR? On a certified used? Wow. Well, it looks new. It drives new, I thought.
That it was new?
Right.
Toyota certified used. Looks new. Drives new. And with zero APR for a limited time, it costs thousands less. And every Toyota certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, 100,000-mile roadside assistance, and a 160-point inspection.
People are going to think it's new. I can't stand the guilt. It's the people.
Oh, please. If it's a Toyota certified used, it's as good as new.
Hey, I never thought of it that way. Thanks.
So weird.
The best new cars make the best used cars at your North Texas Toyota dealer. And for a limited time, get zero APR. Get the feeling. Toyota.
0% financing, 36 months. On Toyota certified used vehicles through TFS and TDA with approved Tier 1 credit. Limited time offer. See dealer for details.
Okay, everyone, please pass forward your report.
Aaron, I only asked for one page report on Thomas Jefferson.
I know, but reducing down to a single page seems simplistic.
Uh-huh.
I realize it's a lot to go through, so I burned you a DVD.
Love learning. Check out Charter high-speed internet service with up to 2 megs of download speed. It's an incredibly powerful educational resource for your home and an essential learning tool for children today. With Charter, they can keep up with current events, do research for homework assignments, and explore the wide, wonderful world of the web. Charter's high-speed internet is faster than DSL, up to 50 times faster than dial-up, and one of the fastest residential speeds available. Get free professional installation with no long-term contracts or termination fees, plus no extra phone line needed. Sign up now and get 2 months of Charter's high-speed internet free. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER and get hooked. Offer ends February 8, 2004. Offer may vary and restrictions may apply.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Mavs get their second straight road win with a 91-88 victory over the Nuggets. Steve Nash missed the last three quarters of the game with a sore hip, though, and Michael Finley says the team was able to step up in his place.
It was big for our bench to come in and give us the lift that they did. Travis Best in particular, he's going to need to step up with Steve being out for a couple of games. So this was a good experience for him, and hopefully he can build on it, and hopefully this team can build on it as well.
Nash will miss tonight's game at 9 o'clock against Portland. The Stars play Calgary at 9 in the third game of their road trip. Stars are trying to rebound from their loss to Colorado on Thursday. You can watch tonight's game on Fox Sports Net. Golf sensation Michelle Wiesch is a 2-under-68 in the second round of the Sony Open, but she misses the cut by only one shot. The leader, by the way, is Steve Allen, who shot a 62. Ernie Els, two strokes off the lead. The local game of note starts at noon in college basketball with Mizzou visiting Oklahoma. Nebraska plays at Texas at 12:30. Kansas and A&M square off at 3. Texas Tech plays Baylor at 8. TCU visiting Cincinnati at 6 o'clock. And SMU plays host to San Jose State at 7. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Goodyear. Now through January 17th, get up to a $50 cash card with the purchase of 4 selected Goodyear tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the retailer nearest you. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Rant
Go ahead, share with everyone what you just said to me, David. Go ahead.
You want me to, really?
Yeah.
I just mentioned that my back vagina was full.
That's how warped he is. That's how warped your view of the world is. That you...
It's a term you invented.
I don't think I've ever said that. Have I?
Mushmouth said it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. All right, sorry for inventing that. But that is... You will find no doctor who would use that term for the condition that you find yourself in.
I was confused. I'm sorry.
All right, you have the rant with... This is the original rant. This is Gordo and Davey, just your old pals, hanging out on the radio with you. And, boy, that's what we like to do. We like to hang out with you, the 3-1. 214-787-1310 is our telephone number. We'll take calls today. And we have a whole stack of stuff that we got to get to today. There were some great stories in the paper. There are great stories throughout the week in various news outlets. We're going to get to them all.
So, good tease.
Thank you.
So did you want me to explain why I'm so effing tired?
First of all, don't say that. Secondly, yes, I do. I want you to explain this. Now, you told us before the break that you're... Is she your wife or girlfriend?
She's my wife.
Your wife.
You were in the wedding.
That your wife works for a company.
Yes.
She's in sales.
A telecommunications provider.
Right. She's in sales for them.
Yes.
But for some reason, she was called last night at what time?
Well, I'm not sure what time the call came in, but she checked her messages as we were going home. So it was probably around...
Going home from what?
From, we went and saw a concert last night.
What concert?
Jay Farrar.
I thought he was dead.
No, Sons of Herman Hall. Sunvolt's lead singer. I mean, he is Sunvolt, basically.
Uh-huh.
So we went to the show, and we got home probably 1:30, I don't know.
She checks her voicemail. There's an emergency at work.
Yeah,
what is the nature of the emergency?
Well, one of her clients, the electrical room in their building, they have this new building, the electrical room was flooded because of all the rain last night.
What does that have to do with your wife?
Well, they had traced back the source of the flooding, and it was, I guess, like a utility manhole, and they...
That wasn't sealed?
I don't know what happened, but they weren't sure if, you know, it had anything to do with my wife's company, but they asked her to help, you know, to try and get somebody out there to bring a pump and pump the water out of the manhole and try and keep the electrical panel from exploding.
That seems odd.
So we get...
I don't even know if it has anything to do with it, but they think, let's call the salesperson.
Well, they're not assigning blame. They're just like, hey, we need help.
Oh, okay. So they're just calling whoever they're just going through.
Right, yeah, they're just going...
The Rolodex.
Yeah, they're just going down the list of who can help us with this problem. And so we get out there probably at about 2:30, maybe 3.
Oh, my Lord. How far away is this?
Oh, it's up in Richardson.
Uh-huh.
And so we get there, and there's two guys from the company, and there's one other guy from the company my wife works for, and then there's an electrician. And the electrician's wife had come up there with a cooler full of beer. And
oh, my Lord.
Cheese dip. And so we just kind of hung out and waited for the...
Drank beer and ate cheese dip?
Yeah, waited for the tech to show up with the pump. So I didn't get home and in bed until probably about 4, maybe. I don't
wow.
know. So I got no sleep last night.
Well, you got to be entertaining on the show today. A lot of times you get a little crazy head if you're not well rested.
Well, I don't want you to set that expectation because then I'll probably fail.
But you do that every week.
And I'll beat myself up all day, the rest of the day, for how horrible I was on the show.
Well, I'm sorry you even asked about that story, Dave. I was hoping a little bit more.
Yeah, I know.
We've got Andre calling up who repairs stuff for a local telecommunications company that shall remain nameless.
Yeah.
Andre?
Same company. And I just thought you might find it interesting that they'll call managers out, like when cables get cut and stuff like that. They don't really do anything. But what will happen is, you know, like let's say for y'all's radio station, right?
Mm-hmm.
Telephone cable feeds it. If it gets cut, y'all get priority, you know what I'm saying? Y'all get, like, just the average Joe Blow customer, you know, you got all these wires laying in front of you, and they want you to fish through there and find the wires that go to Susquehanna or whatever, and then you got to fix that crap, and everybody else is just SOL till you fix that. And, you know, that's kind of what they probably called marketing people or whatever out there. Just a, you know, FaceTime, that's about all it is. Kinda
yeah,
boring.
Yeah, it's pretty much politics, you know, FaceTime. But also, she... You know, was able to.
Is she handy with telecommunications wiring, like low voltage wiring?
No,
like
she didn't touch any of the hardware, but she was able to make phone calls and get someone out there. They hadn't been able to, you know, reach a live human that could help them. So
now she's pretty much a drunkard, right? Was she pretty zoused by the time y'all get there from the concert?
For one, she's not a drunkard, and for two, she actually drove because I was soused.
Oh my goodness. All right, let's take Jake on a cell phone. I think he has something interesting to add. Hi, Jake.
Good morning, Gordon.
Hey.
Good morning, Davey.
Good morning.
Davey, I'd like to know if I can schedule an appointment to have your wife come over and pump my manhole.
Well, I don't believe that that's a service that she provides to people who aren't her customer.
I am a customer of your wife's company.
You got a point
yeah,
there, David.
True. Yeah. Well, I guess a lot of people are.
Let me ask you this, sir.
Wait.
I'm assuming that you're heterosexual.
I am. That's why I'm asking for Davey's wife to come provide this service rather than Davey.
Okay, yeah. So you're asking a person of the opposite sex to do what act? To pump your manhole.
That would be correct, yes.
So you want her to...
Sir.
Unconfirmed. What are you doing?
That's just wrong. I mean, if Davey's heterosexual... And he said that his manhole was full.
Yes, but he didn't request someone to come pump it out.
Well, how else would you do it?
Contractions?
Well, I feel like...
Okay. You get nothing. Hey, quick news story, Dave. Did you see the story about... The paramedic that was arrested along with the medical technician.
Where was this?
Here?
Locally?
Yeah, it was here locally. I don't have the front part of the story. But these two guys worked for MedStar. You ever heard of MedStar?
Hmm.
Some ambulance company. Anyway.
I don't even understand. I always thought that ambulances were ambulances. And
they're companies.
Yeah, they're like contracted out. They're like... for-profit companies. I never knew that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But yet, some fire stations have ambulances. Are they...
Yeah, I guess maybe some are city vehicles and some are these private companies. I don't know. Anyway.
So these guys, I guess they had an Explorer program which invites younger people to come and, you know, like ride along, see how it works,
right.
That sort of thing.
Experiment.
Yeah, see, you know, because there's nothing better... to encourage a child to get into this field than seeing them go scrape a heroin addict out of a park and try to, you know, revive him with a shot of adrenaline straight through the sternum.
Yeah.
So there was this 15-year-old girl, and the two guys in this ambulance convinced her to get in the back on the gurney.
Okay.
And they start asking her, come on, let us have sex with you. And she says no, and finally he keeps asking, and finally she says okay.
Well, that wasn't hard.
And so one of them has love with her, and the other one starts saying, hey, let me fondle you. And she says no, and finally she says okay. And so he fondles her, and now they are both have been arrested.
While the other guy was having love with her on the gurney... The other guy is playing with it.
I don't know. I guess so.
Now, okay, if you, let's say you and I have a 15-year-old girl on a gurney, and
I'm not comfortable already,
and I have the bottom half. You know, I have talked her into.
I'm not talking to you about this.
It's
just a news story.
Is it only appropriate for you, while I'm engaged with the bottom half, for you to engage only with the top half?
A sad story out of Hawaii.
Answer my question.
I don't have to answer your question.
Yes,
you're not a member of the media.
Yes, I am.
Oh.
For 2 hours on Saturday.
Did you see the cheerleader that plunged to her death in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah.
There was a week-long trip that was supposed to be celebrate a year of hard work and success for these 500 cheerleaders that headed out to Hawaii. They were going to perform at the Hula Bowl.
Wonderful.
But one girl, just a few hours after checking into the hotel, plunged naked to her death from a ninth-floor hotel balcony.
What was she doing on the balcony naked? Was she
on a
gurney?
I don't know. No, she wasn't on a gurney. She was 18.
Oh, yes.
The initial autopsy showed alcohol in her system, but no evidence of foul play. So cops go up to the room that possessed the balcony from which she fell, and they arrested the two guys in the room.
Were they EMTs?
No. Not everybody who commits crimes are medical technicians. So they go and they arrest these two guys. One of them was 19, one of them was 20.
Were they locals? Were they?
No. They were from...
Were they cheerleaders or in that group? Or
no, they were not affiliated with the cheerleader trip or the football game.
Well, they just happened to be there in Honolulu and hooked up with this 18-year-old.
Right.
That's wonderful.
So they arrested these two guys because they say that their stories were kind of inconsistent at first, but then they released them and classified her death as a miscellaneous accident.
What was their story? I mean, did they say she just was goofing around on the balcony and fell?
They told police that the girl was in their room when they fell asleep early on Monday morning. Her clothes and personal belongings were still in the room when police arrived to question the two men, but the men said they didn't even know what happened to her. They're like, well, where is she? We don't know what happened to her. And the cops believe the guys, apparently, their story checked out, and they don't know why this girl plunged from the balcony.
So,
whether it was a suicide or what, but they say it makes no sense that if it was a suicide.
She felt like such a dirty whore for DPing?
What's DPing? That's so disturbing. All right, if you found out that your wife had DP in her background, would that affect your opinion of her? Like, she did that pretty frequently in her college days.
Would that affect your opinion of your wife?
It has.
I would think that little nugget of information would very much change your opinion of someone.
If your wife was finger cuffs. Or yeah, other places, yeah.
Or two-cylinder engine.
But we don't... Where the cylinders work opposite, like they do in a two-stroke bike. Anyway, I just thought that was an odd story. You want to see a picture of her?
Yes, please. Do you have it in here?
Yeah. Right here.
Oh, what a waste. What a waste.
Well, it's a waste no matter what she looks like, Dave.
I mean, okay. As cheerleaders go,
uh-huh.
Average.
Let me see.
Little pudge.
She looks cute here.
Oh, she's very cute, but she's, you know, danger of the freshman 20.
But you worry about weight too much. Don't you think women are attractive in all different kinds of sizes? I mean, as long as they don't get grotesquely overweight, I don't mind a little weight on a woman. I don't mind round hips and really feminine looking, like the feminine fertility goddess kind of look.
Okay.
Like, I would rather err with a girl who's 15 pounds overweight than 15 pounds underweight.
So you would do, you would sooner do Thumb Stomach, Carney Wilson, than Paris Hilton.
Well, now, there's a few more variables in there. Carney Wilson's got that gross personality. You have knowledge that she was once as big as an elephant.
Okay, Ricky Lake or Paris Hilton.
But they're not attractive. Ricky Lake's not an attractive girl.
Well, pick one.
See, I think Paris Hilton's pretty gross. She's got a gross body.
She is, as much as I am a fan of anorexia and bulimia, Paris Hilton is too skinny.
Yeah.
I will admit that.
She has concave butt.
Yes, I don't like, I hate flat ass.
But I do think she's attractive. I don't think she's, like, super hot, but I would.
I've only seen that show twice. But I'd pick that Nicole Richie over Paris.
No!
Hilton. Yep.
She is a...
214-787-13.
Troll.
Well, that's a little bit harsh, don't you think?
There's a reason.
Disgusting troll? Okay.
There's a reason her parents
gave her away. Carney Wilson or Richie, Nicole Richie?
Boy, that's a tough one. I might go Carney Wilson.
214-787-1310. All right, this story, I'm going to save it for Monday. I was going to do it yesterday, but I wanted to get George's take on it. In Montreal, two seventh-grade girls.
Are we late, by the way?
Oh, my gosh, we are. Here's Layla.
Sorry.
During the first 10 years of the ticket, we've run across some great day one P1s. First-time, long-time P1s, and the ever-persistent dirty P1s. Now, in honor of our birthday, we're looking for the P1 who's so great that we have to watch out for him because he's so great. If you're the strongest ticket P1 of all time, we're waiting to hear from you. Lay down a rhyme or song immortalizing Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket and submit your entry at theticket.com. The finalists will be guests of honor at our 10th birthday party, Friday, January 23rd at the Hard Rock Cafe. The winner scores two tickets to Super Bowl 38 in Houston, plus a P1 prize pack that doesn't suck. From the station that owes it all to the P1. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. TheTicket.com.
Hey, G1s, Gordon Keith here for North Texas Nissan. I'm a gym. Take two.
Three, two, one.
Hey, 3-1s, Gordon Keith here for North Texas Nissan. I'm joined by the highly esteemed and much valued Gen X Davey Lane. Davey, what's happening today?
Well, you know, after a night of rain, we have beautiful carbine weather out there.
Yes, we do, David. And the place to go is North Texas Nissan. P1 owned and operated. I know so many P1s have gotten their vehicles from North Texas Nissan, gotten two or three vehicles from North Texas Nissan over the years.
You know, when you find a dealership that you're comfortable with,
stick with them.
Maybe even a sales guy that you're comfortable with,
stick with them.
Go back. They'll take care of you.
Absolutely. They give you great prices and great vehicles. The Nissan is an incredible vehicle. I love my 2004 all-new redesigned Maxima. That's the flagship car of the Nissan lineup. But they have so many more. They have the Maxima, the Altima, the Xterra, the Murano. They also have the Titan. That's the Nissan Titan. That's a new full-size pickup truck from Nissan. The talk of the automotive industry, North Texas Nissan. They're on I-35 near the Shady Shores exit in Corinth, Texas. Stop by and see them today. It's North Texas Nissan, brother.
When you're a small business owner, weekends are unpredictable. You start out rearranging your garage and end up rearranging Tuesday's presentation. Unpredictable weekends are one thing, but unpredictable phone bills, no thanks. Introducing SBC Unlimited Long Distance for Business. Now SBC Business customers get unlimited nationwide long distance for a flat low rate of just $20 per month per line when you also subscribe to a qualifying local calling package. SBC Unlimited Long Distance for Business, just $20 per month. Our best offer ever. Seeing small business differently. Go to SBC.com or call 1-800-7
793-5317, first thing Monday. In the meantime, try to relax. It is, after all, the weekend. SBC, going beyond the call.
For 1 to 10 line local business customers with a single billing number at service location, long distance offered and priced by SBC Long Distance, local and long distance plans each require 1-year term. Early termination fee may apply. Direct on calls only. Plan excludes certain uses, taxes, fees, installation, extended area, and universal service charges extra. Credit restrictions apply.
Country covered, Kimball Hill Home says. Buy a beautiful Kimball Hill home between now and March 31st. And get 2-inch wood blinds free for every window in your home. Also, come buy any Kimball Hill model and register to win $20,000 in free furniture. See sales counselor for details. No purchase necessary.
Free wood blinds. Free wood blinds.
Kimball Hill Homes always gives you innovative design, premier location, and superior service. So we've got you covered.
Free wood blinds in every room.
Free wood blinds in every room.
Free wood blinds.
Free wood blinds.
Choose from more than 21 innovative new Kimball Hill home designs and get 2-inch wood blinds free with your purchase. But hurry, offer ends March 31st. For more information, look in the home section of this weekend's newspaper. At Kimball Hill, a family tradition since 1939.
I'm Layla. It may be cold in Philly, but Jake Delhomme isn't scared. Next on the Ticket Picker.
Jason Prado's Liberty Ford presents Resolution 10K. Liberty Ford resolves that in 2004, if we can't beat or meet any other Ford dealer's deal, we'll pay you $10,000 in cash. It's Resolution 10K, where you get $10,000 in cash if Liberty Ford can't beat or meet any other Ford dealer's deal. Right now at Liberty Ford, you'll get the all-new 04 redesigned F-150 regular cab for a payment of just $99, the 04 F-250 Super Duty for a payment of just $144, or the 04 Explorer for just $137. If Liberty Ford can't beat or meet any other Ford dealer's deal, we'll pay you $10,000 in cash. Shop Liberty Ford in Cleveland and find out why we're the fastest growing Ford dealer in the world. Liberty Ford, just south of high prices in Cleveland. Call 866-MY-FORDS. That's 866-MY-FORDS. Jason Prado's Liberty Ford in Cleveland.
Critics are raving about Showtime's sensational new series, The L Word.
Why is it so important for you to believe that everyone is sleeping with everyone else?
Us Weekly calls it a racy, Sex in the City-style drama.
Still seems pretty cold in the streets tonight.
Cold in the streets, hot in the sheets.
This Sunday, take a peek into a world that you've never seen before.
She looks like she's been around the block a few times. What's wrong with that?
And see for yourself what everybody is talking about.
I'm looking for the same qualities in a man as I am in a woman.
The New York Times raves, it's a breakthrough. The L Word is bright, sexy, and funny.
Dad, I don't want to be one of the people sleep with a friend.
Neither do I.
Right, okay, well, let's not have sex.
No, never.
Okay. The LA Times says, imagine the women of Sex and the City sleeping with each other.
The two of you were just so sexy.
Starring Jennifer Beals and Pam Grier.
It's not just about lesbians. We're all connected through love, through loneliness, all of us.
The L Word, same sex, different city. Series premieres Sunday at 9 p.m. only on Showtime.
The P1 Ticket Head Card offers are back. Receive great P1 discounts from our P1 clients, such as Baker's Brothers Plumbing, Red Wing Shoes, TJ's Famous Barbecue, Outlet Computer, Billy Bob's Texas, and Hand Finished Floor. A message from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
This is The Ticket.
It's the eve of the NFC and AFC Championship games. Innovative Plumbing brings you the ticker. And in the NFC title game, the Eagles play host to the upstart Carolina Panthers. Panthers are coming off their win over St. Louis, and Jake Delhomme says they're not too stressed.
It is the NFC Championship game, but it feels like it's just another game to us. It really does, because we didn't have a bye to sit back and relax and really feel good about ourselves.
The other game is the AFC Championship game between the Patriots and the Colts. You can hear both at 2 o'clock tomorrow on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Mavericks get a big win in the West as they beat the Nuggets 91-88. Mavs play some defense, blocking 11 Denver shots. Dirk Nowitzki led all scores with 22 points. Mavs play the second half of a back-to-back with Portland tonight at 9. And the Rangers avoid arbitration with pitcher Francisco Cordero. They signed Coco to a one-year contract worth $2 million. He was the Rangers' only eligible player for salary arbitration. And the Cubs signed pitcher Kerry Wood to a one-year $9.75 million deal. That's the Ticket Ticker. Our next one is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to get the brand new Ticket Flex Fit baseball cap. Order yours today by logging on to theticket.com.
Norm and Nelly have a nose to the NBA. It's Don Nelson, Wednesdays at 10:10 with Norm Hiskin. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ah, yes, listening to the Beatles.
Polyphonic Street.
Oh.
You know that.
Okay, now, do they have an album or something now?
Well, they've had an album.
Turn it up a little bit.
I think they're recording their second album.
About this band, are they signed to a major label?
Yeah.
Who are they signed to?
Oh, I can't remember the name of it, but it's a Disney subsidiary.
Uh-huh.
I think it's Hollywood Recordings.
And they've had one album,
right?
And they're on the second one.
Well, they're recording their second one.
Okay. Have they made a splash yet nationally?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Nationally and internationally.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they've gotten a lot of critical acclaim, and you know, they've made it into, you know, the Volkswagen iPod advertisement. You know.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Like on TV?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I mean, I don't think they're seeing any money yet, really.
Right.
But,
so yeah, how does this work? You know, Tim, I guess he's still in it, right? He's still the lead guy?
He's the leader.
Okay.
He's the band.
You know, I've talked with him several times, and I know where he lives, so I drive by there every once in a while.
You stalk him?
And just kind of finish my 40 and throw it in his front yard. So he's had this band for a while, and I've always been curious about it, and I've never gone out and seen them.
Well, you definitely need to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably in a club setting or an outdoor festival type setting.
So how many people will be up on stage?
It varies anywhere from, I think, 24 to 28, 29.
This is what I don't understand. So are they all full-fledged band members? Like, okay, all right, our new hit song, what is that, Blown Away?
Soldier
What's
Girl.
What's the name of that song?
That's Tripping Daisy.
So, yeah, so they say this song is popular. All right, here come the royalties. Let's split it 28 ways.
I'm not sure how they do that.
We should get Tim on the show.
We should. It'd be great. But, yeah, I don't know how they do that. And, you know, it has been kind of a rotating cast. I mean, I think if you added up the total number of people who have been in the band at one time or another, it's probably in the 40s,
mm-hmm.
You know, because people come and go.
But he's the constant.
Yeah. It was his concept, his idea.
Uh-huh. Well, good for him.
Yeah. I mean, because...
Is this another song of theirs?
No, this is Tripping Daisy.
It's Polyphonic Spree. Right here.
It's Blown Away.
TK 1310.
Do you think Tim ever listens back to...
I don't know, but I like this song. There's nothing wrong with that song.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it, but you think he ever listens back to it and just, like, cringes?
Oh, yeah, and cringes. We all hate our former selves. He has that Perry Farrell thing always, though.
Yeah,
he always
has
his voice.
Best, yeah. I saw Polyphonic Spree on Conan O'Brien. They were on Conan, I guess, like maybe...
Polyphonic was?
Yeah, maybe 2 months ago or something.
Uh-huh.
And it was really neat seeing them on a national program, mm-hmm. you know, just like when we've seen the 97s on Conan or
right.
whatever. And it was really cool, but it was also somewhat of a letdown because it just doesn't translate to television.
It's more of a club energy thing.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be there to feel the energy from the band and get the good vibes. And when you're just seeing them on the small screen, you're just thinking, what the hell is this? And I'm seeing question marks go up all around the country. And, I'm proud of them that they're on a national program, but I also feel bad for them because I'm sure there are a lot of people going, this thing sucks.
They don't do the multimedia presentation, do they? Like Tripping Daisy did?
No.
That's gone. Do we have another song there? Okay.
Just queuing it up. I don't know what you're calling for here, but...
That's all right. All right. moving on. Well, we'll try to get... What's this?
Jane's Addiction.
You sure?
Yeah.
I don't know. This might be Trippin' Daisy.
De Los Angeles. Was Addiction.
Oh, this is Trippin' Daisy.
She just said, Juanas Addiction.
Spanish for polyphonic free.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to get to the story of two girls kissing, Dave.
My favorite.
And we're running out of time once again.
Well, why don't you tease it? Why don't we go on time?
Okay,
tease me right now.
Okay.
I'm standing over next to you, tease it.
Gross. All right, I'm going to tell you about two girls kissing next and why they got expelled for this spy.
It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. It's our 10th birthday, and to celebrate a decade of decadence and deviltry, we're going to ram it home with a big old truck giveaway. Yeah, it's our birthday, but the P1s are getting the present, a 2004 Dodge Ram 1500. Your next chance to qualify for a key that could start the truck is with a hard line next Wednesday from 3 to 7 at the Majestic Liquors on I-20 and Brian Irvin Road in Fort Worth. TheTicket.com has all the details on the Blue Diamond Truck Giveaway. Brought to you by the upcoming Dallas Boat Show and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Damn, it's so funny. Hi, 3-1's Gordon Keith here along with Dave Lane and Tim DeLauder from Polyphonic Spree. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Yes, that's right. And we're here to tell you about North Texas Nissan, brother. North Texas Nissan, the way to go if you want a Maxima, an Altima, Xterra, Pathfinder, or Murano. Or how about that new full-size Armada? You like those, Dave?
Am I Dave or am I...
You're Dave right now.
Yeah, I like it.
And Tim, what's your favorite?
The Armada.
All right. Both the guys love the Armada. The new full-size Nissan Titan. Now, I figure, Tim, you know, with that big van, you probably need that full-size Nissan Titan pickup truck to carry around your equipment, right?
Yeah.
Dave, you ever help him out?
No, I never help him.
All right. It's North Texas Nissan, just north of Lake Louisville on I-35, near the Shady Shores exit in Corinth, Texas. Go by and see him. It's P1-owned and operated North Texas Nissan, but don't take it from me. Take it from Tim and Dave.
I like it. I like it, too.
It's January, and that means playoff football. Hey now, the Hardline, Mike Reiner here,
and Greg Williams here, and playoff football means there's great games to watch and parties to host, but you don't have to have everybody crowd around your little bitty TV.
When you pick up a nice big HD TV at Tweeter, that's high-definition television, and if you haven't seen it, what are you waiting for?
The detail is incredible, the camera angles are better, and watching games on HD is nothing like watching games on a regular TV.
Get into Tweeter today and check out HD TV for yourself. They've got games running all the time at Tweeter, so you can see what you've been missing.
And even if you're a technological idiot, Tweeter is the place for you. They've got guys that can explain HD TV to you, deliver it, and install it to boot.
There's a big game coming up February 1st. Wouldn't it be super to watch that game on an HD TV?
Plan your playoff party, but make sure you get to Tweeter and check out the HD TV.
High definition TV at Tweeter. Get by today. Tell them the Hardline sent you.
Are you tired of waiting 5 minutes for your shower to get hot? Here's Jimmy Dale, president of Baker Brothers Plumbing, talking about an exciting new product.
One of our new products is the Hot Water Comfort System. It allows you to have hot water through your entire house in just seconds. The system installation is quick, affordable, and very energy efficient because you don't have to waste water by waiting for it to heat up.
Call Baker Brothers today at 214-324-8811 and ask about the Hot Water Comfort System. Baker Brothers Plumbing has been family-owned and operated since 1945. It offers everything from commercial to residential plumbing services. From slab leaks to clearing drains, they do it all.
We offer free video inspection when we clean your drain line, because if you don't see and find out what caused the stoppage, the problem is likely to reoccur.
Baker Brothers also offers menu pricing, which means you know the cost before work even begins.
Our goal is to provide clean and professional plumbing, reflected in both the quality of our work and the condition of your home after we leave.
Call Baker Brothers today at 214-324-8811 or visit them online at leaklocators.com. Remember, Baker Brothers will clean out your drain, not your wallet.
I'm Layla Glenmaz. Get mile high and play some D next on the Ticket Ticker.
Should I feel guilty? I definitely shouldn't feel guilty. I mean, it's not as if I'm lying.
What are you talking about?
People are going to think my Toyota is new.
Your Toyota isn't new?
It's certified used.
I always thought it was new.
It's Toyota certified used. And I got zero APR.
Zero APR? On a certified used? Wow. Well, it looks new. It drives new. I thought
that it was new.
Right.
Toyota certified used. Looks new. Drives new. And with zero APR for a limited time. It costs thousands less. And every Toyota certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, 100,000-mile roadside assistance, and a 160-point inspection.
People are going to think it's new. I can't stand the guilt. It's the people.
Oh, please. If it's a Toyota certified used, it's as good as new.
Hey, well, I never thought of it that way. Thanks.
So weird.
The best new cars make the best used cars at your North Texas Toyota dealer. And for a limited time, get zero APR. Get the feeling. Toyota.
0% financing for 36 months on Toyota certified certified used vehicles through TFS and TDA with approved Tier 1 credit. Limited time offer. See dealer for details.
The Ticket.
The Mavs get a rare win on the road in Denver. They beat the Nuggets 91-88. Dirk Nowitzki scored 22 points in the game, but he says defense was the key.
I haven't really been able to play with the whole team, but, you know, other teams have injury problems too, so that shouldn't be an excuse for us. We still got to find a way to get it done, especially defensively. And if it's no man-to-man, it doesn't matter. We got to find a way to stop people at the end, and today I think we're a little lucky.
Steve Nash missed the last three quarters with a sore hip. He's out for tonight's game at 9 against the Portland Trail Blazers. Stars play the third game of their five-game road trip tonight at 9. They take on the Calgary Flames. Mike Modano is still nursing a strained groin injury. He is listed as questionable. And Michelle Wee misses the cut by one shot at the Sony Open. She shoots a 2-under-68 in the second round. The leader is Steve Allen. Ernie Els is two shots behind the lead. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, where we just think that, yeah.
It's 10:51 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Okay, the story I've been promising you. In Montreal, two seventh grade girls were kicked out of school, basically expelled, after they were caught in public making out in the school cafeteria. These girls were 12 years old, Dave. Stop it. They were charging boys $5 to watch.
That's brilliant.
The girls' parents agreed to get counseling for their daughters. Do you really need counseling for that? They're a little young, but lesbian chic is still going on, isn't it?
Yeah, they don't need counseling. They're on the right track. They're just ahead of their time.
The girls apparently got the idea for the kiss after watching Britney Spears and Madonna kiss during the MTV Music Awards.
Aha.
So do you have a problem with this? Would you be more upset if your daughter was kissing another girl at the age of 12 or kissing with boys?
Huh, that's a good question. Kissing on the mouth?
Yes.
Is
sounds like you have a lot to say on the matter.
Well, no, is she kissing girls
for profit
in this money-making scheme, or is she kissing girls because she's a full-blown lesbian at the age of 12?
I don't know the answer to that, Dave. I haven't had a chance to examine the woman. I've just read about the story.
I don't know. I might take a lesbian daughter.
If you had to choose between a lesbian daughter or a homosexual son?
Lesbian.
Why? All right, in other news, there's this guy in Berlin who's arrested with marijuana at the airport.
Hmm.
So they discover this 2 grams of marijuana on him, and they're doing, you know, running a check on the guy's background. It revealed an outstanding international arrest warrant.
2 grams isn't very much, is it?
No, no. For drug-related offenses. So they have this 51-year-old guy in custody, and he starts getting a little anxious, you know, okay, yeah, you busted me with marijuana, you know, let's hurry this thing up, let's get going. Well, finally, after a certain period of time, he dungs out 54 condoms of cocaine.
So his back vagina was really full.
Don't call it that.
He knew that the cocaine was coming.
Well, and the bad thing is, he didn't flush them down the toilet.
He was hoping to salvage them?
Yeah, because he needed to keep them. So he tried to hide the excreted condoms in his clothes, where prison authorities later found them.
I'm sure they stank to high holy.
And then arrested him for possession of cocaine, which is much more serious. He was carrying 1 kilogram of cocaine.
Wow.
Which is worth about $152,000.
How many balloons did they say?
54 condoms.
Have you ever had, I mean, in your life, have you had 54 condoms in your mouth?
No. I may have swallowed one or two on accident. But never, 54.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That is a lot. How many condoms have you swallowed on accident?
I mean, only one that I remember.
Yeah.
Although I have...
I mean, it can happen, you know, you get to going too fast. And
You know, it's weird, I only remember one, but I believe I've excreted like 7.
Are we late again? No, we're early, right? Okay. And this story just screams out to be shared with you, David.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some music. And this comes from Laksamanan.net. And this is in Indonesia. Police have arrested a 36-year-old unemployed man. All right, what's the first sign of something being wrong?
That he's unemployed?
No, the first sign is him being Indonesian.
Oh.
Second is him being unemployed.
Aren't they all unemployed?
They arrested this 36-year-old unemployed man for raping. All right, that's the next one. We've already got our next thing that's going on. 5 young. Okay, young. We've got something else.
Yeah, that's a tip-off, but it's not necessarily the next bad thing.
Goats.
Oh, yeah.
To death.
Oh, my. Was it like a 7 kind of thing where he had like a sword?
Had an apparatus? I don't know. He was arrested a few days ago after he was attacked by locals who were informed of his assaults on the goats by their owner. The man's last name is something I can't pronounce. Sakati? Neil Sakati?
Neil Sakata?
His wife reportedly died 2 years ago.
Well, that'll drive you to goats.
And he said that he had raped goats every night since early September because he could not afford to pay prostitutes.
Well, he's unemployed. Got to get his rocks off somehow.
His what? His quote was, this is his big defense in the newspaper. Seeking goats is easier and they don't protest like women. And I didn't need to pay. That's how he justified it. You know, at first I thought this guy's sick, but he sounds reasoned. I mean, he sounds like he's thought it through. And now the prepositional phrase "to death" worries me a little bit.
I mean, is that like a autoerotic thing? Like the goat's like, here, put this bag over my head. Oh yeah.
I don't know. But isn't it a sign that you're not using your privates responsibly if you've raped anything to death?
Well, I mean, it's not like a man can get a goat pregnant.
All right, I'm getting uncomfortable talking about this.
Now, were they male or female goats?
Doesn't say.
And does it matter?
I don't think it matters, Dave. It's sick. Okay, do you understand that? It's sick. Steve and Denton, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
I wanted to run some across you guys. Let's say you could marry, like, the hottest girl out there, like Nicole Kidman or something. She hooks you up for life. She's a millionaire. Never have to work again. But her breath smells like cheese.
Like, what kind of cheese? What kind of cheese?
Well, just, I don't know, just cheese. I mean, you can still make sweet grinnicorse with her, but constantly her breath smells of cheese. And you.
I like cheese.
Yeah, like ricotta? It's kind of a sweet cheese.
Yeah, but it would be the rest of your life.
Would it? I mean, think about it.
Every time you talk to her, her breath would stink of cheese.
Like?
When you mug down with her, her breath would stink of cheese.
Like Famunda?
Well, I mean, cheese is not a good smell. But
would you do that, Dave? Hottest woman in the world, but had, like, real... Forget the cheese business.
Cheese,
I don't know where he's coming from.
Doo-doo mouth?
What?
It'd be like cheese halitosis.
Okay, I don't know why you're saying. Forget the cheese for a second, okay?
I don't know why you're hung up on cheese, sir.
All right, so, Dave, would you do that? I mean, like a horrible, you know, BFI dumpster at a carnival kind of smell.
And I have to, like,
when you do things with
when
her,
I have relations
have
with my wife,
no,
yeah,
I mean,
I have to make
her most sacred area would smell very fresh and nice, but just, it would be cheese breath.
Okay, quit with the cheese. We're losing the cheese, okay?
I think I would give it my best to fight through it.
But you have to. You cannot. You can't have relations with any other woman for the rest of your life if you make this decision.
Well, I can't do that anyway.
Not even with the one you're with?
Well, it's the same difference. I'm just trading out what I've got for the hottest woman on earth and cheese breath.
Yeah, good point. All right, Dave. Thanks for chiming in. Corey in Dallas, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, do you have that story that's particularly close to Dave's heart about the lady putting fecal matter in her daughter's IV tube?
No.
Where did you find this particular gem?
I found it on Google.
Uh-huh. Google.
Yeah. So you might want to look that story up. I just thought...
Was she trying to kill her?
Yeah, she has that, so they said that she had that, like, syndrome, you know, like...
Oh, Baron von Munchausen syndrome, or whatever it's called?
Yeah, like, she's just trying to get attention, so, like, she's, like, infecting her daughter, or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought, like, didn't it happen to Davey before they sent them up the river?
I think you're confusing your sayings. Going to an orphanage is not being sent up the river.
I think he's referencing... my Moses-like delivery.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
My adoptive parents.
In the reed basket?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing, sir?
This is the same guy who always calls and cracks himself up.
I know. Listen to him laughing. Gosh. What's so funny, sir?
Shoot.
What's so funny?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to ask you to quit laughing, please, okay?
You have such a feminine titter.
Thank you.
It's cute.
All right. Well, find that story.
Okay.
Thanks, Corey.
Thanks for your call. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Gordo.
Yes.
I've got a hypothetical for you, and this is based on a true story.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Would you allow yourself to be caged up at a zoo and allowed to smoke marijuana all day?
And people can come by and watch me?
Yeah. But you have to. The only thing you can wear is a loincloth.
And you're just smoking weed all day.
That actually happened at the Bronx Zoo.
But wait, what's the benefit of it? I mean, am I getting paid?
No, you just get to do it for free.
For the rest of my life?
Yeah. Well, he only did it for like 12 years till the Baptist got all upset about it up there.
What?
What is this?
Hey, it's in this book. I just read it. I don't know. His name was Otto Benga, or O-T-A-B-N-G-A.
Man, I've never even heard of that.
Well, he first came into being.
But I'm saying I don't know that I'd want to do that because it just doesn't sound fun.
Okay. Well, he came over. He's from the Belgian Congo. And he came over during the St. Louis World's Fair for the Museum of Human Beings or whatever it was, the one where it had a...
It's like a real shaky story here.
No, I'm not joking. I've got it right here in front of me.
Don't lie to me, sir.
I'm not. Apache Chief Geronimo was billed as a human tiger at it. And anyway, they stuck him over in New York.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Apache Chief, good morning. Thank you.
Hey, J.D., how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Do you have anything to say?
I just wanted to give you my chicken talk. I turned in and just want...
The ticket.
Hey, I got a scenario for you guys.
Okay.
Hypothetical.
All right.
You ever listen to the Dixie Laugh on a continuous loop or the old Ticket Traffic song?
Interesting. Do we have the old traffic bed and also the Dixie Laugh? The what?
That metallic sounding song?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Think it over.
Okay, let's take a listen to him here, Dave.
This is our hypothetical here.
One full minute?
What's the old traffic sound? What's the old...
Hit the traffic bed right now. Let's hear what that sounds like.
Give me the traffic bed. I know this isn't the traffic bed he's talking about.
He's talking about the one that has the like the cowbell sound and then the triangle sound and the it's a bunch of percussion things just done in straight 16th notes.
I don't remember that.
It's really obnoxious. Give me the traffic bed over the Dixie Laugh. Let me hear the Dixie Laugh again. All right, it's 11:06 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up next,
story of a suicide gone horribly, horribly wrong.
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Uh-oh.
Paying off your Christmas bills and don't have enough money to get a haircut? Then cover your mullet and make a sizable fashion statement with the Ticket's January item of the month, the newly designed Ticket Cap. No matter how big your head has gotten lately, this FlexFit cap fits all sizes, from peanut head to kickball head.
Yes or no!
Wear it filled to the front, filled to the back.
Build to the side optional, homie.
Get it now for $15 at theticket.com from the station that embraces hat head. Because any head is better than none. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Where's the best place in the Metroplex to find aquariums, aquarium accessories, tropical freshwater and saltwater fish? With the lowest prices in the Metroplex? Aquarium Mart. You'll find Aquarium Mart off Midway, just two blocks south of Beltline in Midway Center. Aquariums from 5 to 500 gallons at rock-bottom prices from all major manufacturers. Aquarium Mart will not be undersold. They have an outstanding selection of corals arriving twice a week. Plus, Aquarium Mart will do in-home or office professional maintenance. Now, Aquarium Mart is not the biggest aquarium and fish store, but they are the best. Call Aquarium Mart today at 972-458-8900. 972-458-8900. And during the month of February, Aquarium Mart is giving away a year's supply of Kent Marine products. Just drop by and register for the free drawing. Mention the ticket and get 10% off your purchase. Look, your fish deserve the best accessories. You deserve the best price. There's only one store in the Metroplex that can do both. Aquarium Mart. Off Midway, just two blocks south of Beltline at Midway Center.
The clock has started. Time is precious because you've only got 5 days to save an additional $50 during Car Toys' 5-day car audio sale. Now through Monday night at Car Toys, get the best deal on sale price speakers, amps, subs, and in-car theater systems. Then take an extra $50 off your total purchase of $250 or more. Kenwood, Pioneer, Panasonic, MTX, Infiniti. Hot new stuff on sale plus an extra $50 off. But hurry, come Monday night at 9, we take a sledgehammer and beat the out of this annoying clock and bring our 5-day car audio sale to a close. Oh, man, that felt good. Through Monday night, get an extra $50 off during Car Toys' 5-day car audio sale. Some restrictions apply.
Car Toys, a better way to go.
Also at Car Toys, get a Motorola T610 camera phone free and up to three color screen phones for a penny each after rebate. 59 stores.
Bill's going camping with his son. Using SBC Yahoo DSL, it took Bill 27 seconds to download directions to the park, 47 seconds to purchase camping gear online, and 24 seconds to download information on first aid. Total time saved versus dial-up, 12 minutes and 8 seconds. What can you do with 12 minutes and 8 seconds? How about learn a few bird calls?
Wow. Okay, that's a lot of birds.
Dad, don't panic.
Run!
Okay, panic.
Get SBC Yahoo DSL for just $26.95 a month when you sign up online. Hurry, offer ends January 31st. SBC Yahoo DSL. One more way we bring it all home. To sign up, visit sbc.com/sbcyahoo. Or call 1-866-SBC-YAHOO for other ways to save. SBC. Going beyond the call.
Must be a new residential subscriber to order online. 1-year term required. Not available in all areas. After initial term, then current rate applies. DSL Internet by SBC Internet Services. Content by Yahoo. Taxes, optional installation, shipping, and handling, extra early termination, and other restrictions apply.
I'm Layla. Peyton Manning isn't scared of the big game next on The Ticket Picker.
We're your one-stop shop for maintenance and repair. Precision Tune Auto Care. We keep it going.
Hey, when it comes to total car care, there's no better place than Precision Tune Auto Care. Every year, over 1 million people trust us for brake service, diagnostics, radiator flush and fills, fuel injection cleaning, emissions testing, air conditioning service, and tune-ups. In fact, if you can get it at the dealer, you can get it at Precision Tune Auto Care. We back up our work with Precision Tune Auto Care's 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty, and we're right in your neighborhood. Precision Tune Auto Care. We keep it going.
We're your one-stop shop.
Mention The Ticket for a free brake inspection at participating locations and find out about their lifetime warranty. Log on to PrecisionTune.com for a location near you.
Jack Benyon's Horseshoe Casino and Hotel has always been about giving the gambler more, especially when it comes to the best comps in the business.
It's pretty darn simple. If you're gambling, we're going to comp you.
No other casino makes getting comps as easy as Horseshoe. Players using their Winner Circle card can receive comps for incredible suites, meals at award-winning restaurants, and tickets to headliner entertainment. It's just that simple when you play at Horseshoe.
We're going to do everything we can to make your time special here.
Horseshoe is dedicated to bringing you the most generous and valuable comps around. So come to Horseshoe, because nobody takes care of gamblers better than we do. That's the way it is, and that's the way it's gonna be. Jack Benyon's Horseshoe Casino and Hotel, Shreveport-Bossier City. We're closer than you think. Just 3 hours east on I-20. Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
We're a day away from the NFL Conference title games. The early game is tomorrow. That would be the AFC title game between the Patriots and the Colts. Colt quarterback Peyton Manning has showed his critics he can win in the playoffs, but he says he's not done yet.
The past 2 weeks against Kansas City and Denver is really, I think, kind of irrelevant to what's going to happen this Sunday.
NFC game is between Carolina and Philadelphia. You can hear both starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Mavericks play the second half of a back-to-back at 9 tonight against the Blazers. Donnie Nelson is expected to meet with Portland Director of Basketball Operations John Nash to discuss a possible trade for Rasheed Wallace. Mavericks beat the Nuggets last night 91-88. The Raiders avoid arbitration and agree to terms with pitcher Francisco Cordero. They sign the reliever to a one-year deal worth $2 million. And the Tigers have reportedly offered Pudge Rodriguez a four-year contract worth $40 million. Pudge played with the Marlins last season after leaving the Rangers. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Goodyear. Now through January 17th, get up to a $50 cash card with the purchase of four selected Goodyear tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the retailer nearest you. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
January 1994 to January 2004. Celebrate 10 years of The Little Ticket. Friday, January 23rd at the Hard Rock Cafe from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. And live on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:14 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Rant with Gen X Davey and Gordon Keith. Just want to make mention of GordonKeith.com. Go to theticket.com, click on Gordon Keith, and that'll take you to GordonKeith.com.
I guess that's one way.
That's the only way, Dave. I don't know what you're talking about. And there's a picture that we put up there that Dave and I have been giggling about. It's this fat woman sitting on a park bench outside.
She's
there,
almost in a sumo pose.
Yeah.
On the bench.
And she appears to be bottomless. It looks like she's just wearing a shirt.
Or the shorts have crawled up so far you can't see them over the fold.
Right, and she's barefooted outside at night, sitting on this park bench. And she's leaned over and is just vomiting all over the sidewalk.
Yeah, there's already an initial splatter.
Right. Let me pull up a bigger version of it here, Dave, where we can all really giggle at it. Here we go. There's the So gross. She's already thrown up once, and the second stream is coming out of her mouth now. Why are vomit pictures so disgusting, but you get transfixed on them? You have to look at them.
Just because of the contorted face.
The contorted face and the complete lack of
composure. There's no bodily control at all. Your whole body is focused on the function of vomiting.
And also, I believe in the photos section of GordonKeith.com, if you click on media and then click on photos, don't we still have that one of the guy with the neck strain vomiting?
And he's at like a club.
Yeah, he's at a club dancing, and he's vomiting, and his friends are reacting wildly.
I love
Gosh,
vomit.
Dog it. You know what? I've got to switch service providers. It's because everyone's hitting the website right now. I can't maneuver on the website.
It's not your computer?
No, it's not my computer. Oh, that just fries me.
Well,
I don't know who I should go with.
Don't give out the address on the air.
Well, that defeats the purpose. The purpose is we can put giggle stuff up there and people can see it immediately.
Oh. Well, email Gordon if you have
if you know a place where I can buy some server space. Anyway, so that's what we wanted to mention. We had a conversation before we get to the executed guy.
Suicide.
Oh, the suicide guy? We had a conversation yesterday that we've been getting a lot of email on.
This was on the morning show?
On the morning show. It involves See, I can't even talk about it. Craig has to talk about it.
Well, don't say the word that disturbs you. Just
say Craig says that on the air.
Flatulence.
Did I impregnate her?
Yes. Like a couple in a relationship, is that discussed? Is it done? Is it talked about?
So what was Craig's take on this?
Same as mine. There's no reason to ever talk about that or engage in such practice in front of your significant other, whether you're male or female. And so I figured we'd go around the horn here. This is our board operator. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Have you ever formally introduced yourself to the audience?
No, sir.
How long have you been on the show now?
7 or 8 months.
Well, formally introduce yourself and say a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Mr. Jason Helm. I'm married. My wife's name is Christy. How you doing?
Did she fart?
I've only heard her once.
And what were the circumstances?
It was a New Year's Eve, and she was really inebriated and puking.
And puking?
Yes.
And she just lost control?
Yeah, lost control of... and
mid-heave, it just... squeaked out?
Yep.
And where were you when this happened?
Helping her out, just...
holding her hair?
Basically.
How'd you react?
It'll be okay, baby. I was more concerned about her well-being at the time rather than giggling about her passing gas.
So you didn't giggle?
Not at the time, but afterwards.
Now, what about you? Are you a gas factory in the house?
Because you're a fat guy. How heavy are you?
230.
Uh-huh. And you're 5'1", though.
Well, I'm not quite 5 foot.
You're how tall?
I'm 5'7".
Okay.
So what's your policy?
I've passed gas before, yes.
In front of her? On purpose?
Maybe, possibly.
And what's your wife's name?
Christy.
And what New Year's was this?
This is probably 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I'm so disgusted right now.
I mean, she would. Her policy is to never do that sort of thing.
Plus, you add that she's vomiting. What's
so hot?
Oh.
But I'd probably pass gas in front of her.
I'm really good. I'm about to throw up.
What about Layla? Are you listening, Layla? Are you in a relationship now?
Oh my lord.
Uh-oh, my phone's ringing.
I think
Sorry.
It's mine, isn't it?
No, it's mine.
Oh.
What?
Are you in a relationship, Layla?
No.
Have you been deflowered yet?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
But have you had a serious boyfriend?
Previously, like many moons ago.
Is that like a Persian term?
No, that's like a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
I think it's an English term, actually.
So, how long was this long-term boyfriend?
A couple of years.
And
I just wanted at any point to be on the record that I'm out on this conversation list.
You're always
you brought
out
it
on
up.
This conversation.
Thank you.
You brought it up.
Well, I was saying that we got a lot of email on it. I was appalled about how disgusting men are in their relationships with women. I was appalled. And apparently Craig and I are in the minority.
Now, Layla, did either you or your boyfriend have any Airbnbs in front of each other?
You know what? I don't recall, but,
Gosh.
What?
His terminology, his subject matter.
It's all bad.
So what was your answer?
I'm going to go with no because I don't remember. So if there ever was something, it wasn't, like, painfully obvious.
It wasn't painful?
Or something.
Gordon?
No.
Never?
There's
not
never
even
been
an accident.
Never been a call for it.
Damn.
There's never been a necessity to do such a thing.
Well, no one really calls for it, do
you? What about you?
Yeah.
You and your wife?
Yes. All day.
Oh. Why? What's the matter with you two?
My bottom is a factory.
And
it churns smoke all day.
And hers as well?
No, hers are accidental and few and far between.
I should have left the picture up now, Dave. of you and your factory wife.
Don't put that up.
Okay. I won't. All right. Can we please move on? I'm so disgusted.
Okay.
Well, the phones are ringing. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes. I think farting is just funny.
Please, sir?
Yes?
Don't use that word.
Well, it doesn't matter who does it. It's always funny.
The ticket.
Hello. I have blood in my greenman.
Are you lying?
No.
No?
I can't get on your website either.
I know. Don't remind me. Hi, you're on the ticket. You're on the ticket. That's so stupid. Let's move on. Dave, fix something that's going to cheer me up and get away from this horrible, horrible subject matter.
Okay, a woman on a flight in Australia. It was a 1 hour flight from Hobart to Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
She freaks out on this plane. She jumps up out of her seat.
Mm-hmm.
She's a 23-year-old woman. She jumps up out of her seat and starts ranting that she's had a vision that the plane is going to go down in flames, that everyone on the plane is going to die in a September 11th-style tragedy.
Right.
She's totally freaking out. She's running up and down the aisles. Then she takes off her shirt and her bra.
All right. How old is she?
23.
All right. Yes, sir.
And then she defecates in her pants.
What? What was the last thing you said? I heard the first part, the 23-year-old that takes off her bra.
And then she defecated in her pants.
Okay, what's the matter with you? No more stories or talk like that.
Read it. It's right there.
I don't...
Read the sentence.
No, I'm not going to read it.
Read the sentence.
No.
Read it.
Because that just doesn't happen.
Read it as it is written.
It doesn't happen. No. That stuff does not happen to hot 20-year-olds.
During the one-hour ordeal on the Virgin Blue flight from Hobart to Melbourne, the woman shouted for the plane to stop. She also took off her top and bra and defecated in her pants.
That's such an odd reaction to a terrorist attack.
I think that's how I'd react.
You'd take off your top and bra?
Well, no, but the last part.
Is that the end of the story?
Well, then they landed and escorted her off the plane and, I don't know.
Turned a fire hose on her?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. Okay, coming up next, the story of the suicide.
What do you do with a 10-year-old? Better yet, what do you do with a bunch of sports guys with a transmitter that act like 10-year-olds? You throw them a party because it's their birthday. Friday, January 23rd at the Hard Rock Cafe in Dallas. We got no bounce houses, clowns, or magicians, but we do have a ticket memorabilia museum with artifacts and accoutrements from the 10-year history of the ticket. Special roundtable featuring all the ticket hosts swapping stories about the good old days. Plus, we're giving away the biggest present to the P1, a Dodge Ram 1500 truck. And we're crowning the all-time greatest ticket P1. Details on the web at theticket.com. 10 years in 10 hours from the 10-year-old that's smart enough to stay away from Michael Jackson. Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Happy birthday to you.
TheTicket.com.
Traditionally, purchasing a vehicle has limited you to two choices, new or used. Now there's a third category. Somewhere between new and used lies Lexus Certified Pre-Owned. Because while a certified pre-owned vehicle isn't new, it's as close to new car standards as you can get. Each vehicle undergoes a thorough inspection and reconditioning process and is then given a Lexus-backed 3-year, 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty. From now through March 1st, qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on a certified pre-owned LS, ES, and RX, with each monthly payment of $21.65 per thousand borrowed on approved credit. Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles, only at your Dallas Fort Worth area Lexus dealer, or visit LexusCPO.com.
Tier 1 customers only, 1.9% APR to qualified customers for Lexus Financial Services. No down payment or qualified. Must take delivery by 3104. Not available in Hawaii. See your participating Lexus dealer for finance and limited warranty details.
Okay, honey. While you were pumping gas, I went into the on-the-run store at Exxon here and got us a few snacks for the road.
But what about our New Year's resolution?
Oh, don't worry. They have stuff that's on our diet.
Yeah, right.
No, look. I got some Priya Carb Selects bars, low-carb, two for $3, uh-huh. Some Carbo-Rite candies, and some bottled water.
Wow, I'm impressed. That's pretty... Wait, well, hold on. What's that?
Oh, I also got a couple of Hershey S'mores bars and a few Snickers bars.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
Snickers.
They were two for a dollar and a Pepsi.
Yeah. What about our resolutions?
Yeah. Well, I decided not to do the whole resolutions thing.
Oh, since when?
And it's about 2 minutes ago in the candy aisle.
Really?
Yeah.
No matter what your resolution is this year, you can find what you need at your on-the-run store at Exxon. This month, enjoy two Aquafina multi-packs for only $5 and 50 cents off Doritos, Lay's, and Tostitos. How do we know you want variety when you're on the road? Because at Exxon, we're drivers too. Offer go to participating on-the-run stores and Exxon locations through January 31st while supplies last. See stores for details.
This weekend at the Big Town Expo Center, it's 100,000 square feet of fishing and outdoors excitement.
Texas Fishing Outdoors Show.
Nearly 12,000 square feet of retail tackle dealers under one roof. Dozens of top manufacturers and factory experts. Fine guides for every kind of fishing adventure imaginable. See the pros demonstrate lures and techniques in the 6,000-gallon fishing tank. Get the latest tackle for 2004 at discounted show prices. First 1,000 adults daily get a pool of Berkeley's Big Game Fishing Line. Enter to win a new 2004 Yamaha Bear Tracker ATV from BassChamps.com and Motion Cycles Board. Or an incredible trip for two to fish for trophy peacock bass from Amazon Angling Adventures. Bring the whole family to the Texas Fishing and Outdoor Show this Thursday through Sunday at the Big Town Expo Center. Highway 80 in Big Town Boulevard in Mesquite. Admission is just $7. Kids free, parking free. See our website, TexasFishingShow.com. Call 972-673-8304 for information.
Yeah, Texas Fishing and Outdoor Show.
I'm Layla the Maz, riding a streak next on the Ticket Ticker.
Success. Too often it's measured by the size of a paycheck or office, to which we at the SMU Cox School of Business gently retort, cooey. The true value of advanced business education is not to make you more money, but rather enrich you in terms of experience, problem solving, and ethics, as well as the friendships you'll make with your fellow students. So while an education from SMU's Cox School of Business is a valuable step toward creating wealth for yourself, you'll find it fosters something else, self-worth. Change your career, your station in life, your life at the SMU Cox School of Business. See where it takes you.
Take your career to the next level with an SMU Cox Professional MBA, the only nationally ranked evening MBA program in North Texas, according to U.S. News and World Report. Keep your day job and better yet, improve it. Information sessions are February 18th in Dallas and February 24th in Plano. For more, visit coxpmba.com.
Should I feel guilty? I definitely shouldn't feel guilty. I mean, it's not as if I'm lying.
What are you talking about?
People are going to think my Toyota is new.
Your Toyota isn't new?
It's certified used.
I always thought it was new.
It's Toyota certified used. And I got zero APR.
Zero APR? On a certified used? Wow. Well, it looks new. It drives new, I thought.
That it was new?
Right.
Toyota certified used. Looks new, drives new, and with zero APR for a limited time, it costs thousands less. And every Toyota certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, 100,000-mile roadside assistance, and a 160-point inspection.
People are going to think it's new. I can't stand the guilt. It's the staple.
Oh, please. If it's a Toyota certified used, it's as good as new.
Hey, well, I never thought of it that way. Thanks.
So weird.
The best new cars make the best used cars at your North Texas Toyota dealer. And for a limited time, get zero APR. Get the feeling. Toyota.
0% financing for 36 months on Toyota certified used vehicles through TFS and TDA with approved Tier 1 credit. Limited time offer. See dealer for details.
The P1 Ticket Head Card offers are back. Receive great P1 discounts from our P1 clients, such as La Madeline, Camden Apartment Communities, Innovative Plumbing Services, the Freitas Collision Center, and Bogart Golf. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket.
Ticket Ticket.
The Mavs have now won four straight after their 91-88 win against Denver. Steve Nash, however, missing the last three quarters with a sore hip, and Michael Finley says the team was able to step up in his place.
It was big for our bench to come in and give us the lift that they did. Travis Best in particular, he's going to need to step up with Steve being out for a couple games. So this was a good experience for him, and hopefully he can build on it, and hopefully his team can build on it as well.
Mavs play the second game of a back-to-back tonight at 9 against Portland. Nash is not expected to play tonight. They have given no definite time on when he will return. The Stars also play a late 9 o'clock West Coast game. Theirs is against the Calgary Flames. Mike Modano still listed as questionable, nursing a strained groin injury. And Michelle Wee shoots a 2-under 68 in the second round of the Sony Open and misses the cut by only one stroke. Your leader is Steve Allen. Ernie Els is two strokes off the lead. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to get the brand new Ticket Flex Fit baseball cap. Order yours today by logging on to theticket.com.
It's the Ticket Mass Postgame Show, live from the old number 7 club inside the AAC after every Mavs home game. Ben and Skin size it up on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
7:33, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Gordon and Davey with you. All right, a few more stories that we want to get to. I just wanted to quickly plug the new Showtime show, The L Word. I haven't seen it.
Lesbian?
Yeah. Jennifer Beals is in it. It's just, basically, it's just a lot of les make-out stuff.
Do they get naked?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's Showtime.
I don't have Showtime.
I mean, the only reason it's going to be on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern. So what is that, 11 o'clock our time? And it got 2.5 stars in the USA Today. Why do they put such disgusting filth on television?
Because that's what...
What happened to decency?
It's what the public desires. We love filth.
All right, Dave, you have a story.
Yes. This comes to us from the Ann Arbor, Michigan area. This guy, 34-year-old guy.
Never been to Michigan.
Me neither. I guess it's nice. It's pretty up there. So this guy is 34 years old. He lives in an apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
And
how old should you be before you stop living in an apartment?
Well, some people live in an apartment their whole life.
Well, I'm not talking about, like, special circumstances like New York City. Obviously, you're going to be living in an apartment. But, like here in town, what's your opinion on that?
Like, the alternative is owning a home?
I guess so. Or renting a home or renting a duplex.
I don't know. It depends on, you know, you reach a certain point where you have too much stuff for an apartment.
Like, you don't live in an apartment anymore.
No, but I'm still renting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
Do you like living in an apartment, or now at your age, have you gotten beaten by it because you lived in an apartment for so long? And
I still prefer where I live now to living in an apartment.
Really?
I don't like having all those people living right next to me and on top of me and across from me.
Because you're a germaphobe?
No, I just feel claustrophobic, and you know, I could never afford a big place, so I always felt cramped.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I didn't have stuff, I just, you know, two rooms.
What's the most you paid for an apartment?
Like, I think right around $1,000.
Dang. By yourself?
No, the last apartment that Eric and I had before we got married.
Was it a two bedroom?
No, it was a one.
Damn.
I mean, it was here in town.
So what's going prices for apartments? Is it $1 a square foot, at least?
Yeah, at least, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Nothing will beat the deal that Corby and I had back in the
90s. Because you were cheating the government.
No, we weren't.
You were, what was it, you filed for, like, veteran disability
or
something?
No, it was in-town housing. It was rent-controlled housing.
Uh-huh. But you were using, like, old paychecks.
No, I was poor. I had no money.
You were making, what, mid-20s?
I was not.
I thought you were.
No.
No?
I wasn't. I mean, I was unemployed for some of that time.
Oh, my Lord. So how much were you paying?
I think the retail rate for the apartment that I lived in was maybe $750 or $800.
Mm-hmm.
And I was paying $420.
Oh, my Lord.
$428, something like that. So great.
And what was it? You claimed that you were like a daughter of the Confederacy?
Yeah.
Something? All right, so anyway.
It was an adoption discount.
So 34-year-old guy living in an apartment.
Yeah.
Is he married?
No.
Okay.
And he was known in his apartment complex as the Popsicle Man.
Oh.
Because he would offer the children frozen treats to come inside.
To what?
To come inside his apartment.
Hmm. See, now that's suspicious.
Yeah. So last month, allegations of sexual assault surfaced. An 8-year-old girl disclosed to her grandmother that the Popsicle Man had been naughty with her.
Mm-hmm.
So
he should have his privates blown off.
So investigators start building a case on this guy. And then he gets charged this past week with first-degree criminal sexual assault.
Good. Hope they put him away for a long time.
Well, they don't get a chance because he killed himself.
Okay.
He stabbed himself, self-inflicted knife wound to the chest, inside his apartment. He left a name, or he left a list of, I think, 9 girls that he molested.
Oh, my Lord.
And then he scrawled on the wall, in his own blood, "I'm sorry."
Oh, my goodness. Why didn't he take the time before he stabbed himself to jot that down when he was using the pen and paper set?
He just thought, I guess, it would be a little bit more dramatic if it was written in blood.
Well, you know, I don't know what to think about this. Part of me says, good, thank you for doing yourself in. Thank you for ridding the world of a child molester. But then the other part of me says, okay, this is a human being who did have the capacity for remorse.
Yeah.
And presupposing a forgiving God, could his soul have done something productive had it continued?
After he paid his debt to society?
Right.
But how long is a sentence for whatever that charge was? First-degree criminal sexual conduct.
I don't know. Let's say 15 years. Let's say he's in jail for 15 years.
So he gets out at the age of 49?
Yeah.
He's worthless at that point. Was he going to move back into his beaten-down apartment?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, he could still, you know, do charity work and stuff like that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to think about it. What's your opinion? Is it good riddance?
It's
I mean, I know I'd feel a lot differently if I was probably the parent of one of these girls. I would feel much more vengeful.
It's good riddance, but it's also, I'm on the side that it's the easy way out. That, you know, if I had my choice for him, for his fate, if I had to choose between him killing himself and him spending time in prison for his crime, I would want him to sit in a cell and think about what he did.
See, but the thing is, yes, he would certainly have much more suffering in jail because child molesters are not very popular in a prison.
No, yeah, the other inmates find out what you're in for and...
Yeah, and they start circling you.
Yeah,
but
you get payback.
But the other thing is, he most certainly would have gotten out of prison, and another thing that's almost certain is...
He would have done it again?
Yeah, the recidivism rate of child molestation is incredible.
What was that word?
Recidivism? Recidivism? Immunize.
That's it.
Immunize. No, what is it? Did I say it wrong?
I'm not familiar with that.
Recidivism?
I'm not familiar with
recidivism.
That
recidivism. Now it sounds weird to me because I've said it so many times.
I'm going to bring my thesaurus to work next week.
Let me see. Hey, do you know the word recidivism?
No, I don't.
Do you know the word recidivism? Recidivism? Do you know that word? John?
Huh?
Hey, yeah, this is John.
Yeah. He's not answering me. Yeah, what?
Recidivism means that you talk about things that are gay every 15 minutes.
Not recidivism.
So, you know, like every
That's
time
not a word.
On the rant or every time you do something with...
Turn it up a little bit. What did you call for, John?
Well, I said you did a 180. That was, you know, this guy who was a child molester. Then you said, you know, you brought God into it and how remorseful, and he could have used his soul for better things in the future. And that's a total 180. I guess you're changing because the last 3 years, you would have never said anything like that before.
So you're applauding Gordon for his newfound humanity?
Yeah, because I mean, like, I can't even listen in the mornings because there's so many gay references he makes constantly with my boy. You know, I have a 12-year-old son. I'm just tired of it. And then you put on The Edge, you know, and there's a gay guy on there, and then, you know, and molesting, you know, it's just so much out there. I'm glad he's taking a turn that people...
But yet I'm still talking about molestation. I'm just talking about dealing with them differently, I guess.
Hey, have you seen the latest Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Do you let your boy watch that?
No, I got shot in the eye with something because I have real TV, and it blurred my vision when I was watching that. I've got smell-o-vision, you know, and you can...
Okay, now he's making a more vulgar joke than I've even made. Okay, John in Dallas, I think this guy has our answer. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, recidivism.
Recidivism, so I was right.
Yeah, you were correct.
What is the...
But I said it so many times. It's that they repeat, that they do this again.
Well, what it is...
They fall back in.
Once they're convicted of a crime, it doesn't have to be child molestation, but child molestation is the highest rate of recidivism because they do not amend their ways. They're more apt to go back home.
All right, Mike, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Gordon.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a question for you. I was at the Charity Challenge draft the other night.
Uh-huh.
And we were sitting right next to the bathroom, and I counted at least, I think it was 24 times you went to the bathroom.
24 times.
And so I was wondering.
Were you doing bumps?
Well, you either got a cocaine problem or, you know, the other problem. And I think all listeners should know.
Okay.
Which is it, Gordon?
Which is it?
Well, first of all, he's not right, so I don't know how many times.
Okay, 22 times.
What joke am I supposed to go for here?
Well, I'm just, how many times did you go to the bathroom at the Charity Challenge draft?
Guys, no doubt, I want to say twice.
And do you remember having a particular problem, like a full bladder or full back vagina?
You know, I tell you, mainly what I try to go to the restrooms more frequently at those big events to wash my hands.
After shaking all the dirty P1's hands?
After shaking dirty P1's hands, because I've, what was it, about 3 or 4 years ago, I started frequent hand washing, and I've gotten sick so much less. And so I try to wash my hands pretty frequently at those things, but I remember even that night thinking I'm not washing my hands enough.
You must have been washing your face, because you were rubbing your face a lot when you came out most of the times.
No, so it's the cocaine thing you wanted to go for.
Oh, I don't know.
All right.
Just a P1 observation.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Drew, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Morning.
From Raising Arizona, H.I. McDonough was a repeat offender. The parole board said he was a recidivist. And that's how I remember.
That's how you got your knowledge. Thanks for telling us.
Popular culture.
So what would you do? You say that the guy should have gone to prison and gotten out and been allowed to do it again, but at least he suffered a whole bunch while he was in prison.
Well, no. If he's going to come out and do the same thing again, then...
Hey, I truly believe...
Probably worked out for the better that he offed himself.
Why isn't castration an option?
Does that work? If you are castrated,
uh-huh.
Does it take away your desire 100%?
You know, I've heard conflicting stories about this. It depends on what side of the political issue you're on as to what evidence, of course, you throw out there. But, you know, there's a lot of liberal people who say, no, they should not have the right to castrate themselves as an option.
Well,
in exchange for leniency, as far as, you know, having a reduced sentence or something like that, along with the castration. So... A lot of liberals don't think that the criminal has the intelligence to make that decision. So therefore, we shouldn't allow it.
What about you? You've complained often about the havoc that your privates play in your life.
I think that the privates cause the majority of the problems in this world.
So would you castrate yourself medically? I mean, go in for a procedure.
For what reason?
to rid yourself of your desires.
Yeah, but I mean, someday I want to have kids, so I can't do it yet.
So, put some on ice, and then...
You can't cut your nuts out and put them on ice, and then put them back in.
No, I mean, have some samples put on ice, and then cut them out.
Well, that's not romantic.
And do they put, like, little marbles in its place so you look normal, or...
Nudicles? Yeah, they do that. They're called nudicles.
Really?
Yeah, cosmetic.
They're little
testicles.
Like ping pong balls?
Yes. And I would get the biggest size I could. Like cantaloupes or something.
But then that would be weird because, you know, the human testes are soft.
Oh, yeah, soft.
And smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they're hairless. But, you know, if you had a little plastic thing in there.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
It would feel different, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I want to audition for the position of Layla's boyfriend.
No, there's no audition.
Well, all she'd have to do is just lay down and hope.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Castration doesn't work.
Not at all?
Nope.
Not one single bit. In other words, anytime if I come across some study that says, yes, it did have an impact in our study, you say, oh, that's fake.
The biggest sex organ in the body is the brain.
Okay, yes, we've all heard that cliche. However, there does seem to be some connection with the privates involved in sex drive.
Okay, but what it is their desire to have love with a younger person.
But, yeah, don't you think if they've gotten to the point where they have molested, say, 8 or 9 children,
mm-hmm.
that it's an ingrained behavior that, if you remove the desire, it's still going to be there.
Yes, I do think there is a psychological component to this. However, I do think that it also has to do with the privates a bit, too.
Well, the privates probably
that's like the privates
get them started.
That's what I'm talking about. And I'm saying that that affects it. And, you know, but this guy, what's your medical background? Where are you getting this from?
Just like you, UTD.
I didn't study medicine at UTD.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I tell everybody that you studied medicine at UTD. That's why we listen to you on the rant.
No, I've never studied medicine at all. I've just seen conflicting, you know, some people say, no, studies show this, and other people say, no, studies show this, and I never even heard of those other studies. So once again, it's a bunch of people talking, you know, second, third hand about something, and you can't settle anything.
Have you ever seen when you castrate a dog, you still get the boner?
Not really. I've known a lot of people who got their animals castrated, and it greatly decreased the sexual behavior.
Okay, but they still...
Like, take it from, say, 100% is what they were before. It takes it down to about 1%.
Well, whatever. You
so I would say that 1%? That's effective.
My dog still gets wood.
And she's a girl.
So do you understand what I'm saying, caller?
I guess, but all I'm saying is...
You're just saying that this is just kind of an ignorant opinion that you hold. It's not something that is thoroughly backed up by science.
No, it is backed up by science.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm asking. I'm asking for the name of the study.
That's why the recidivism rate is so high.
Well, we don't have castration, though.
Castration or, you know...
All right, we'll go to Greg here. Greg may know something about this. Hi, you're on the ticket, Greg.
Yeah, Gordo, castration doesn't work because it's a mental disease. It's the brain that drives the tool, so to speak.
But, you know, some people say that about rape, too. You know, rape is just it's an act of power. It has nothing to do with sexuality.
Well, see,
but why does it always end up expressing itself in sexuality?
Well, after castration, that mental hunger needs to be fed, and it turns into sodomy or murder or something greater.
What can be
so
greater than sodomy?
Doesn't work.
Castration doesn't work at all. Now, what study is this?
Well,
that's what I'm trying to find out.
This is what Dr. Fong said to Benson and Stabler in Law and Order the other night.
Oh, okay, so it's from a TV show. So that's what I'm talking about. We do not have any information anymore.
I don't even care anymore.
I know, that's the thing. That's why no one participates in politics, and those that do, a lot of times they aren't even qualified to participate in politics. We're all so ignorant, myself included. I'm saying, yes, I'm stupid about this. I don't know enough about politics to cast an educated vote. And if I do try to get educated, all I get is a bunch of sound bites from either side, and it's just as confusing as anything.
So we should all give up.
Right. That's my point. That's my whole point.
Good.
It's 11:50 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. So long, everybody.
We've chosen sides.
Greg, waving the white flag?
Of course I'm waving the white flag. They get Danny, they win. That's the way it works.
I'm not even going to be here.
I'm telling you.
In Colorado, call me.
Now it's time to choose your seat for Charity Challenge on Ice 7. Players have been divided into four categories. Difference makers, playmakers, warm bodies, and guys with a bag. Seats have been divided into two categories. $15 for lower reserve seats and upper reserve for 10. Proceeds don't get divided. It all benefits the Dallas Stars Foundation. Get your tickets for Charity Challenge on I-7 now by calling 214-GO-STARS. From the station that says, call 214-GO-STARS. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Jason Prado's Liberty Ford presents Resolution 10K. Liberty Ford resolves that in 2004, if we can't beat or meet any other Ford dealer's deal, we'll pay you $10,000 in cash. It's Resolution 10K, where you get $10,000 in cash if Liberty Ford can't beat or meet any other Ford dealer's deal. Right now at Liberty Ford, you'll get the all-new 04 redesigned F-150 regular cab for a payment of just $99, the 04 F-250 Super Duty for a payment of just $144, or the 04 Explorer for just $137. If Liberty Ford can't beat or meet any other Ford dealer's deal, we'll pay you $10,000 in cash. Shop Liberty Ford in Cleveland and find out why we're the fastest growing Ford dealer in the world. Liberty Ford, just south of high prices in Cleveland. Call 866-MY-FORDS. That's 866-MY-FORDS. Jason Prado's Liberty Ford in Cleveland.
Jenkins, you paged me?
Yes, sir. I want to show you our RoboMeal Analyzer. It'll give scientific feedback on what makes Taco Bueno's taco platter so good for less than $3. I just placed the platter here.
Warning, maximum weight exceeded.
Does it always react like that?
Not with our food. I guess the analyzer can't handle all that stuff on Bueno's platter.
Circuit overload in 5, 4.
Jenkins,
three,
do something.
Two,
I'll get
one.
The tacos and rice.
Don't forget beans.
Oh, I'll get them.
Too much guacamole. Sweet Lord. Oh, money. I'll be back. That's an SUV.
The beef taco platter at Taco Bueno. One crispy and one soft taco. Filled with fresh cooked beef. Served with rice, beans, sour cream, real guacamole, and our freshly made tortilla chips. All for only $2.99. At Taco Bueno, it's more bueno.
Visit our two new stores in Plano and at Spring Valley in Coy.
When you're a small business owner, weekends are unpredictable. You start out rearranging your garage and end up rearranging Tuesday's presentation. Unpredictable weekends are one thing, but unpredictable phone bills, no thanks. Introducing SBC Unlimited Long Distance for Business. Now SBC Business customers get unlimited nationwide long distance for a flat low rate of just $20 per month per line when you also subscribe to a qualifying local calling package. SBC Unlimited Long Distance for Business. Just $20 per month. Our best offer ever. Seeing small business differently. Go to SBC.com or call 1-800-793-5317. First thing Monday. In the meantime, try to relax. It is, after all, the weekend. SBC. Going beyond the call.
For 1 to 10 line local business customers with a single billing number at service location, long distance offered and priced by SBC Long Distance. Local and long distance plans each require a 1-year term. Early termination fee may apply. Direct on calls only. Plan excludes certain uses, taxes, fees, installation, extended area, and universal service charges extra. Credit restrictions apply.
I'm Layla. 2 games to go until the Super Bowl. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
It's your last chance for big savings. It's the Dallas Dodge Last Chance Liquidation. Now through the end of January, with any vehicle purchase at Dallas Dodge, mention the ticket and get a $100 gift certificate to Texas Land and Cattle. And during the Dallas Dodge Last Chance Liquidation, get incredible savings on any new Dodge, Chrysler, or Jeep. Save $7,000 on select Grand Cherokees. Save $10,000 on select Ram heavy duty trucks. Save $10,000 on select new Dodge Durangos and Caravans. And get 0% interest up to 72 months on minivans. Don't miss our last chance liquidation now through the end of January. Only at Dallas Dodge, 635 at Exit 13 Jupiter Road. And when you get your Dodge, Chrysler, or Jeep, get a $100 gift certificate to Texas Land and Cattle, Prime Sirloin, Prime Seafood, Prime Wine List, Prime Service, and an incredible low carb meal under $15. Only at Texas Land and Cattle, Texas at its prime. Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
The road to the Super Bowl draws closer with the AFC and NFC championship games on Sunday. In the NFC title game, Philadelphia quarterback Troy Vincent is expected to play against Carolina after missing the last three games with a hip flexor injury. Eagles coach Andy Reid says the team is looking for the NFC title.
That's the approach we take. We don't look at what happened before, but we try to look at the present and things that we can control, and that's getting ourselves ready to play a heck of a football team, and we'll get ourselves right.
The AFC game features the Patriots and the Colts. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, has both championship games starting tomorrow at 2. Mavericks go to Portland fresh off a win. They beat Denver last night, 91-88. Dirk Nowitzki led all scorers with 22 points. Before tonight's 9 o'clock tip, Donnie Nelson is expected to meet with Portland Director of Basketball Operations John Nash about a possible trade for Rasheed Wallace. The Stars try to rebound from a loss to Colorado with the Calgary Flames tonight at 9. It's the third game of their 5-game road trip. Mike Modano is still dealing with a strained groin. He is listed as questionable. Our next ticket ticker is at high noon with the great Sean Bass. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If there's no God, who pops up the next Kleenex in the fun?
Hey, 3-1s. Gordon Keith here with Davey, wrapping it up for this Saturday.
No, here, Troy's coming in the studio.
Oh, hey, it's Troy Aikens. Yeah, his show's coming up here in just a few minutes.
Where's my money?
Who are we listening to here, Dave?
I don't know. Jason, who is it?
It's off the Ocean's 11 soundtrack. Couldn't tell you who it is.
Ocean's 11.
Decent movie.
I thought that was a really good movie. I like that.
Yeah.
I like those kind of sting movies.
The caper film.
The caper films. I love the caper films. And that was a good one. You know, I like Matt Damon. I've come to the conclusion that I like Matt Damon.
Yeah.
He's committed to his craft.
He's got way more talent than Ben Affleck.
I know. Oh, I know.
Has he kind of divorced himself of Ben Affleck? Are they tight anymore?
I think they're still tight. They don't see each other near as much as they used to, from what I've understood. And I've read Matt Damon talking about that.
Uh-huh.
But he says, you know, no, they're still good friends, you know, when they see each other and stuff.
I just, you know, with Ben Affleck,
Ben seems so shallow and so into celebrity. And
being an action star and dating J-Lo, it just doesn't seem like they would have much in common anymore.
I know.
Get real.
And meanwhile, Matt Damon seems
Troy.
Really down to earth and, you know, he kind of avoids the limelight whenever he can. I interviewed Matt Damon.
Did you?
Yeah. Nice
for
as can
Poz
be.
Text.
Yeah, for Poz Text. And after the interview was over, we just sat and talked for a while. He, like, was asking me questions and just talking and chatty. It was very interesting.
Wonderful.
So then I kissed him. And, well, I'll tell you the rest of the story off here. So I pulled down my...
Is The Ticket, KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger. The Ticket.
26 hours from now, the AFC Championship game will kick off in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Peyton Manning and the Colts offense will have to brave the elements as temperatures will dip below freezing tomorrow in New England, and Manning knows that ball control is a priority against a stout pass defense.
Tony has emphasized it all season, and I think the more games you play, the more it just gets ingrained into you that you need to protect the ball to keep your defense out of tough situations.
The AFC title game kicks off tomorrow at 2 p.m. You can hear that one right here on The Ticket. Over in the NFC, Donovan McNabb and the Philadelphia Eagles look to avoid losing their third consecutive conference championship game as they take on the Carolina Panthers. After knocking off the Rams in St. Louis last weekend, double overtime, Panthers head coach John Fox is confident in his team getting a win in Philly tomorrow.
What we were able to accomplish last week was a big feat. You know, it hadn't been done in a long time. It's never been done in the playoffs. So I think that gives our team a lot of confidence, as we go into a hostile environment.
The NFC Championship game kicks off tomorrow at 6:45. You can hear that right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Dallas Mavericks held the team under 100 points for a change as they topped the Denver Nuggets 91-88 in the Mile High City. Dirk Nowitzki led the way, scoring 22, and Dirk says injuries are no excuse for the team's recent defensive woes.
I haven't really been able to play with the whole team, but, you know, other teams have injury problems too, so that shouldn't be an excuse for us. We still gotta find a way to get it done, especially defensively. And if it's no man-to-man, it doesn't matter. We gotta find a way to stop people at the end, and today I think we were a little lucky.
The Mavs turn around tonight to take on the Trailblazers in Portland. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock at the Rose Garden. This ticker is service of 1-800-DRIVERS. Whether you're a driver in need of a driving job or a company in need of drivers, call 1-800-DRIVERS or log on at the web at 1-800-DRIVERS.com. The number one source for drivers is 1-800-DRIVERS. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the Troy Aikman Show weekends right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Conference Championship Weekend on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. I'm Rich Phillips, and things start at noon today with the Troy Aikman Show. Then at 1, Kevin Scott and I have 5 more hours to gear you up for the NFC and AFC Championship games on Ticket Sports Saturday. That will include our visit with Sports Illustrated NFL writer Don Banks at 1:30, and Eagles defensive end Indy Kalu at 1:50. We won't ignore the Mavericks or the Stars as their road trips continue. And we'll get you up to speed with one of the newest Rangers as we talk to outfielder Brian Jordan. It's Ticket Sports Saturday today from 1 to 6.
www.theticket.com. Playoff football is the most intense football time of the year, so why not watch it on the most intense TV you can find? Hey now, the Hardline, Mike Reiner here.
And Greg Williams here, and if you want to see the playoffs in all their intensity, check out the HDTV at Tweeter.
It's the playoffs, and now that the Cowboys are out, the action is getting even hotter.
And to really see the action, you've got to see HDTV.
The detail is incredible, the camera angles are better than on regular TV. It's almost like you've got a seat right in the stadium.
Improve the way you watch football, get an HDTV from Tweeter.
Because at Tweeter, they've got it all. Patient people that can explain HD to people like me, the technical neophyte.
They've got people who deliver it right to your house.
And they've got people who can hook it all up for you and show you how everything works.
High-definition TV at Tweeter, there's a super game coming up soon in Houston. Wouldn't it be great if you could watch it in high def?